Music can be a great motivational tool for good and bad. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Pieslak, associate professor of music at the City College of New York, explores how terrorists can use music to further their cause.
The fields of terrorism and political violence often explore what we might call the hard stuff: tactics, finances, arms acquisition, etc. Softer elements, like the cultural lives of radical groups, have occupied a somewhat peripheral position, but my recent research suggests a stronger focus on aspects of culture. Recent incidents of violent attacks by radicals evidences the strong influence of culture, in particular music. Would Ari Duca have killed U.S. airmen at the Frankfurt airport if not for his iPod containing jihad-themed Islamic songs? Would Wade Page have murdered 6 Sikhs at a temple in Wisconsin if not for his deep involvement in racist skinhead music subculture? Although no one can answer these questions definitively, such cases bring up difficult questions about how those involved in radicalism, and perhaps humanity in general, can be stirred to feel or act under the influence of music. My conclusion is that emotion and social bonding can be pivotal catalysts for music's transformational impact on the radicalization, reinforcement, and motivation for action of violent political activists. Music animates ideology with emotion and can forge social bonds among members. Keep in mind that a group may possess abundant funding, dynamic leadership, and the like, but if they cannot convince a person to risk their lives and kill another human being, then terrorism simply doesn't happen. And music is a fantastic way to stir the passions. So much so that the 14th century Muslim theologian Ibn Taymiyyah, a vital figure in the Salafi theology that groups like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda ascribe to, once wrote, "Music is the alcohol of the soul."
That was Jonathan Pieslak of the City College of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.